Only the sea defies time and progress. The waves pounding this lonely South Devon shore have done so since the world began. Once these ruins were cottages. The village was a community of fishermen until a great storm destroyed their homes. The village died. The villagers left. Only a brother and sister rebuilt their lives where their old world had disappeared.
Of times and the hardest of lives, scratched from the sea with nets, pots and lines, with strength in our bones and the grit in our souls. The mission room, meeting to pray, the oil slick of macro will visit Start Bay. We shoot for the pot. Day after day after day. But thanks to your dog and pony show, your arrogant lies and your greed, the beach went to Devonport, the houses went to the sea.
Nothing can change the sea, but the sea can change us and our lives. Man's interference with nature allowed the sea to destroy a tiny world built here on the Devon shore.
The Devonport dockyard needs more room for ships, but the concrete to build it sent John Jackson's grips. The Shingalinis keeps the tide away from our steps. So the dredgers appear despite all that we said. A ton after ton, the new dockyard was fed. The sea level rose from the bay round to Oaten Sea Head. To your dog and pony show, your arrogant lies and your greed. The beach went to Devonport, the houses went to the sea. Your band of sprouts and their dredging boats rock shingle from under our feet. And our beach went to Devonport, and our houses went to the sea. Sick and tired of a pointless fight, Sir John Jackson would always win. Bribe with new homes high on the cliff, and guilt money thrown in. The London Inn in happy times spent knee deep in booze. The fight to keep the sea outside, we knew somehow we'd lose. But the sight of the old pub washed away, high tide just rose. So I skipped the tides and angry jibes of a village destined to die. Three-masted schooner in Plymouth was moored. A bunk with the crew was all mine. And
three blissful years in the 40s and trades, running spices, tea, rum and gin. Hot nights and barroom fights. By a new seawall, the contract snatched away, and finally the dredgers disappeared from out Start Bay. Friday, January 26, 1917, an amber sky threatened gales the like we'd never seen. The country was at war, so many young men just like me were fighting in the foreign fields for peace and liberty. The women and the old men hauled the boats into the street, evacuated children and waited for the storm to hit. With Mother Nature, and bad things come to pass. The target of your vile greed will bite you on the ass.
Last house that stands in Old Hall Sands, John Prettyjohn and his sister are the sole population.
boy climbs rocks on a southern shore, past the walls of a ruined home. But day bathes in a glorious light, and it's clear that he's not alone. An old man exits a derelict shed, a small boat in his hand. A three-masted schooner, carefully carved by the last man to leave old Hull Sands. Dog and pony show, your arrogant lies and your greed. The beach went to Devonport, the houses went to the sea. Your band of scrotes and their dredging boats robbed the shingle from under our feet. And our beach at Devonport, and our houses went to the sea.
Passage of time.